Hello everyone and welcome to our next episode of Blog Tales Unchained Stories. Today it's again me, Katharina. I'm the founder of Lunar Vision, and Sarah again.
Hi. As everybody I think knows, the managing director of Blockchain Founders Group, and today we are going to make a session with the two of us.
Exactly, because we saw that we actually both know a bit about founders' dynamics and startups because we made up our minds about it. Me as a founder, you as a person who's supporting a lot of founders. So today we want to talk about founder dynamics and team dynamics in startups. And I think the final question that we want to discuss is it better to rather found a company alone or as a team, right? So yeah. Quick start, 30 seconds. What's your answer? And then I'll...
My answer is in one sentences, it's always better to start a company with two, maybe three, maybe even four people instead of doing it alone.
And I would disagree, and I will. As I already showed, I did not do this. I founded alone, Lunar Vision. I'm the sole founder of Lunar Vision. So I think there's definitely a case for founding alone. But let's discuss. Maybe you can convince me that I did a mistake there back last year. I think there's pros and cons for both.
Of course.
For me, one of the most important thing when you're thinking about founding a company or startup is actually what Philip Sandner once told me. Founding a company together with a team is like entering into marriage. You have to be 100% sure that you can get along with these people for the next couple of years. And I think this is really difficult to find because, I mean, I'm unmarried by now, so why should I found with someone, you know?
Well, I totally understand what you're saying. And maybe before I come to my thoughts, I totally agree. In case you decide to found with somebody, you really need to think through several things. So, for example, do you have common goals and values? Do you have like similar thoughts regarding finances? Do you have a similar commitment? For example, is everybody doing it on a full-time basis, or is somebody only doing it part-time? Is it like the all-in mentality? And which kind of milestones need to be reached? And like, there are so many things to discuss. So I totally agree that it is super hard. And I know it can be very, very challenging, especially if you kind of start and there will always be problems. I mean, there's no chance that you start a startup and there won't be any problems. So from my point of view, you need to prepare yourself very, very good. So you need to have really strong contracts. I mean, it's like you said, it's like going to be married. And in the best case, you're going to sign a contract, how you get divorced in the worst case, and you discuss while you're not in a negative mood, but rather in a really positive one, because then you can still really agree and think find solutions, put it that way. So, you should think through many, many things, and maybe we can deepen some of the thoughts now. But for me, the biggest advantage of founding a company with several people is like it's clearly easier to get money from VCs. And I think in your case, and maybe you can let us know a little more, but you don't need the money from VCs. So you kind of have a little different business model on that side. Because from a VC perspective, it's super hard to found a company that has only one founder, because if that person for any reason stops working, I mean, there are like 1,000 things that can happen. I mean, he can get ill, or he finds another thing, or he wants to go to another startup, or he's just not interested, or whatever. So the money is for sure gone, because it all depends on only one person. And I think this is a huge problem, especially for VCs. So if you want to get external money, it's a lot easier if there are at least two, maybe three or four people.
I mean, I get this point, and I think there are situations in which it's okay, or it's reasonable to found as a team. For example, if you have a community-driven business model, which needs many people who are also available for the community. Totally on your side, and it makes sense to found as a team. But as you just pointed out, if you like build a agency model and you don't want to get funded, or I mean, everyone likes money. That's not the thing. But if you don't intend to raise in the near future, let's frame it like this.
I mean, then sorry to interrupt, but it's not only getting money. You have to give them shares, so it's not always
exactly. So if you don't intend to raise in the near future, then I think it's not necessarily better to have a team. Because if you then don't get along with the people anymore, and I've seen this happen to startups, which started great, and then the team just disagreed on stuff, or just had different mindsets when it comes to working and different work ethos, then this can lead to much more problems than if one of the founders would have been alone, you know?
I'm not sure, but I think it's hard to measure. I mean, I'm pretty sure there are numbers, so I did look them up because we just wanted to discuss, but I'm pretty sure there are numbers. And I think one of the things, so many startups fail because of team dynamics. 100% agree. But I don't know how many startups fail because there was only one founder. So I don't know the numbers. And you said something that is super important as well, and I really want to point it out. If you found alone, you really have to be capable to handle nearly every role. So like a CTO is maybe taking care at the beginning about numbers, outreach, marketing, speaking, personal things, I don't know, everything around the management task and, of course, the product. And the CTO is more on the product side and on the technical side. And I mean, these are like the two most important roles, I guess. I mean, there are far more roles that, especially if a startup is growing, can be covered or should be covered. But nevertheless, normally it's super hard to find one person that is really capable of doing the technical part and the CEO part. And of course, if you can handle both, it can be possible. But this is, I think, one of the biggest challenges, and I'm pretty sure that not everybody can handle that.
Fair point. I think it's also a challenge to everyone who tries. I wouldn't say being a solo founder is the easiest way to go. I would never say this. You will never hear me say this. And I would definitely tell everyone, independent of like if they want to found as a solo or as a team, that it's really important to make up their mind before founding, to think about like, okay, are you willing to put all the time in there? Are you willing to like not have vacation for a long time? Are you willing to put priority on this company? Are you willing to put in the financial effort that's needed? Because founding a company in the beginning, you need to pay for it actually in Germany. I don't know about the rest of the world, but here it is like this. And also, are you up for example, accounting? Like you just said, you do everything. And from my point of view, accounting is one of the least things I like to do. But it's important.
Yeah, fully agree. I think it's super tough to do everything. But nevertheless, you would still, I mean, of course, the most challenging thing is somebody it's hard to find somebody, and maybe it's even not possible. Sometimes it might not be possible, but would you agree that you should at least try?
You mean finding a team or founding alone?
Yes. No, starting with a team. I mean, like trying to start with a team, and if it's not working, or if you are not able to find somebody, then decide to start alone. Would you agree on that it's like better to at least try finding somebody, or would you directly say I prefer to start on my own?
I mean, yeah, you can try. I also talked to people before I found it and thought some might be a good fit. And in the end, it just been like something didn't fit in the end with everyone I talk to. Might it be the mindset or the capacity they had or the resources or the wish to still stay in their corporate world with one foot and just found part-time. And that's not what I wanted. I'm in here 100%. And if I would have a co-founder, that's what I would have expected. To find someone who's going the extra mile, who's doing 100% for it, and who's willing to do this for a long time also, and not just searching for or seeking for a nice distraction for 6 months, and then, oh, I founded a company, I was a co-founder, and now I'm like free. No, this is not how this game works. Like, if you play this game, you have to play it to the end, in my opinion.
I totally agree. But nevertheless, what about, for example, if I, for example, have like things to think through, it's super important for me to have somebody with whom I can talk, but not like only a friend who might try to help me, but he or she doesn't really know what I'm doing, or maybe like my partner or somebody else, but nobody is as deep in the business as a co-founder would be. I mean, of course, you need to be on the same page, but nevertheless, it's so much easier to have somebody to talk to think through challenges, to like two brains talking and thinking about next steps, and sometimes being more creative with the two brains. And so I think I would miss it a lot if there would be nobody with whom I can really talk about problems in a deep and long journey to really find a solution on it, on things.
Well, I think I disagree, especially because just being a solo founder doesn't mean that you don't have a team and that you don't have people around you that are as interested in the success of the company as you are. It just means that they, for whatever reason, are not co-founders. And I mean, this could also be, for example, if you found in Germany because they did not have the money you need to put to be a co-founder. This can also be a reason why people don't want to be a co-founder in the end or don't become one. But yes, of course, I like going through my thoughts with other people, and I also discuss it, and I want to be challenged. I need this also, because you will never challenge yourself in the way that others can, because you just follow your train of thought and others might have different questions. And this is super important as a founder, because otherwise you just miss points probably. So yes, I do this. I discuss stuff and I get challenged, but this is, even though I'm a solo founder, this is because I created a team around me, even though it's a small team, but it's people who do exactly this on a regular basis, who are there if I want to discuss and who challenge me if they think I'm doing stuff in a way that could be better.
Okay, understand. My point would be in that case that either you really have to have money, even at the beginning, to pay those people, because nobody's working for free. And if you kind of start your startup with two or three people, and if they are equally, if they have equal shares on the startup, everybody kind of accepts to get super low salaries or maybe nothing, or I don't know, for at least for a certain point of time. And so if you need to buy or sorry, to pay employees, then you need to have the money. And what I experience, at least, people are not willing to work for a really low salary if they don't have like skin in the game, if they don't have shares.
It's a fair point. I don't discuss against it. I can't, because it's a fair point. Yes. And it's a trade-off, I'd say. Like I said, there are situations in which I think it's okay and it's good to found as a team. But in these situations, it's especially also important to check if you are on the same side and if you can work together. Like sometimes it just shows after a couple of weeks or months if you can actually work together. You start with a good idea and everything seems great and sunny, and then the hard time comes when you have to actually put work in and don't see the results immediately, because this is when it's really getting tricky, right? You have nice ideas, great, everything is super. And then next step, you start working and you're still happy. And then you realize, okay, it just takes time. and it didn't show yet the results. And then it's where people get difficult with each other sometimes. And then it shows, okay, these are the people whom you can work with, and these where you just maybe are not on the same side, or if you just have different personality types and you just can't communicate in an efficient way. So this needs to be done before you found, I think. And that's why I'm really hesitant to found in a team. Yes, I see reasons for this, and maybe in the future it will happen. But at least I'll put a lot of consideration into this before I do it. Because in the end, if it doesn't fit, it would have been better to do it alone.
I think. Understand. Maybe, and I agree on what you're saying. I can give some like advice, at least what I experienced, if you decide to found as a team. So maybe one of the most important things is, or there are several important things. So maybe start with how to build trust. And for example, you really need to trust each other. And there are like some basics. And of course, it seems to be so obvious, but sometimes you really need to be kind of reminded on that. So for example, if you say you do so, please do so. So don't expect the other person that it's okay if you are delaying things. Create like some space for mistakes. Never say I told you so. And of course, yeah, like this is like, it's so easy to say, oh yes, I told you so. But you shouldn't do that, because if you start working together, each of you will make mistakes. And so you need to be aware of that. And if it's clear in your mind that you are going to do mistakes and that there are points where you don't agree with each other, it's getting a lot easier. But you really need to prepare yourself, you and your team, to be aware of those points. And I think this is something that might not happen at the beginning, because as you said, people are like super happy. They start together. Everything is sunny and easy. But especially in that phase, it's super important to think about the negative things, like I already said. So yeah, try to build trust. And maybe one more thing I would really advise is, like, you need to be clear how to make decisions. So,
and the funny thing, sorry for interrupting, but the funny thing is, everything you say, you could also write in a relationships advisor guide. You know, that's why I think this comparison with a marriage is so fitting.
Yeah,
right?
It's true. I totally agree. I mean, even I'm just smiling, because the next thing was what I wanted to say is kind of be clear on how to make decisions. Even that might be right in relationships. I mean, every person has knowledge in some areas, so even that could be applied. So because I think, coming back to the startup side, decide who is the CEO, decide who is the CTO, and also decide what happens if you disagree. I mean, this is like, if you have different opinions on something, there should be a clear path leading to a final decision, and then try to stick with it.
Yes. And again, this is also applicable for relationships. I think every couple should think about this too. Like,
especially working for couples as well, it's like, don't delay difficult conversations.
Yes. And that's what I mean. You have to have the difficult conversations before you found. You have to have the difficult conversations about what annoys you. Because let's be honest, let's face it, in every startup team, there's something that annoys the other one about the team members.
And in every relation, by the way.
Exactly. And you have to talk about it. But therefore, you already have to know about it. So starting a company together without knowing each other, I think, is a really, really bad idea, because you don't know about the bad traits. You don't know what's going to annoy you. You don't know where you really disagree. You don't know if there's a mindset shift or just a hidden mindset part that you totally disagree in, that you can't get along with each other. So I think if you want to start a startup and to found a startup as a team, it's, to my opinion, it's really, really important to have worked together beforehand.
That's true. Totally agree. Teams work a lot better or function a lot better if they know each other. in the best case already for some years. Maybe they study together, maybe they work together, maybe they made like any kind of project together. And if that worked, then the chances are a lot higher that they kind of work together, stick together as founding team.
Yes, but I also think it's not only about knowing each other, but it's about having actually worked together. Like, you can be friends with someone and it's super great. And then you work together and you realize, okay, we are friends and it's all shiny. But when it comes to work, we are functioning completely different. And if you see this, then you have to admit it, to talk about it, either find a solution for it or not found together. And if you already found it, you have a problem.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why I'm really careful about founding as a team. It's good if you are sure about all these points.
Yeah, I think another important thing is how to talk to each other and, for example, giving feedback. Because if something annoys you, you should tell the other person and you should discuss about it, but don't ignore it until you go crazy about it. So really try to talk to each other and solve things. Maybe it's like the reasons are different than you expect, or maybe it's just this, I don't know, something else behind the behavior, but try to talk to each other, try to give feedback. And I think another point that is important, if you found together, try to really get to know each other. So for example, if one of the persons or one of the team members is struggling, for example, mental health, too much stress, too much pressure, or something like that, then you need to be able to realize it. And so you really need to be able to know the other person and then see if there are things like changing. And I think this is on the other side, this is something you only have in a team, that somebody is kind of taking care of you on a positive side, that really kind of helps you, that kind of sees if you are stressed, if it's getting too much, if it's getting like you're totally overloaded or something like that. So this is something positive where a team comes in as well. So really helping each other.
True. Yes, that's missing sometimes if you're alone. But maybe we can take a look at like special points. What can actually be the disadvantages for the company, like from the business side, if you found as a team or if you found as a solo founder? Because as you already pointed out, one disadvantage for solo founders might be that they don't get funding that easily because they are alone and everything goes and comes with this one person, right? Is this the only thing that you actually see, or do you see more disadvantages on that one?
I think I didn't get the question.
Disadvantages for solo founders, or just that one thing that you get funding less easily?
I think there are more, and I said some already. Like, for example, you have somebody who's taking care of you. You have somebody with whom you can talk through your problems, who you can challenge you. You have somebody who is doing the work that you might not be super capable, like, for example, CEO and CTO roles, because normally it's either or, not both. Yeah, I think these are like huge, huge topics. For example, I wouldn't be able to take over every role. The business side, I would not be able to cover the technical part. I mean, it depends maybe on some projects, but if it's like, for example, if it's a blockchain project, I wouldn't be able to really cover the technical part.
Yeah. Okay. But would you say that it's, so starting as a team, then there might be the point where if you disagree on stuff, you slow the company down because you can't agree on a compromise?
Yeah, but maybe there's no right or wrong. You know, if you have a discussion, maybe you find new ideas. And if it's super clear that there is only one right thing and one of the founders is kind of disagreeing, okay, then it might be the wrong person. If there's a clear yes or no and one is totally disagreeing. But often it's gray, and There are advantages and disadvantages, but you really have to find out. And if you have somebody to discuss with, there might be like new ideas coming up, which you that yeah you would not find by just thinking through things on your own.
Okay, from an investor's perspective, I'm interested in this one. From an investor's perspective, do you think it's worse to start as a team and then, for example, one founder leaves and you're alone, or to start alone from the beginning? So would you rather invest in a startup where in the end it's one founder, but it was the team before, or it was alone from the beginning?
Hard to say. I think it's always hard if it's only one. You know, if somebody starts alone, or if you try to get funding and you're alone because somebody left, you're still alone. So this is the alone person. And
okay,
I think both is hard because, like, you know, the VCs, they have their LPs and they are liable for the money. The LPs give the money to the VC. And so the VC really has to take care about what they are doing with the money. And so it's not, they really, and the problem is, especially in the current market phase, that there are many options for a VC. And why should you choose an option that has a higher possibility of not working out over maybe something easier?
It's an interesting point. I'm really interested. I'll take a look at the numbers later. Maybe we can do a follow-up episode eventually on the failure rate of teams versus solo founders.
Super interesting. Yeah, we should definitely compare that.
Even though it's obviously not necessarily correlated to being a solo or a team founder, because there can be so many parameters that are pointing in this, but I think it's interesting to see this.
I mean, always both can work. So it's not black or white. There's always something in between. And it means, I think it also depends strongly on your personality and what you are capable of and what you want to do and whether you want to rely on somebody or not at all. I think it's really like, for example, for me, it's a lot easier working in teams than being alone. But there are people that prefer working exactly the other way around. So, yeah, I think there's no clear answer. But I think if you decide to start a startup, you really should think through different possibilities and then decide what to do.
I think for me, it's just like, if founding in a team, I want to be really sure that I can work with the people.
For sure.
Helps over that. Longer than like a couple of weeks. And probably in the end, it's a gut feeling thing. If it feels maybe right, then you're going to go for it.
Maybe there's one thing I didn't point out that clear, especially if you're VC for early stage, so pre-seed and seed. The most important thing for the investment decision is the team. So it's not only we see three people, okay, great, then we're going to invest and we only take care about the MVP or the product or the idea. So the VC is clearly checking the team. And of course, also, you get kind of a feeling how the team is working together. I mean, of course, it's not possible to dig deep in the team dynamics, but nevertheless, you can get a feeling of whether they are working together in a good way, how they behave, how they talk to each other. So, and especially it gets a lot easier if you're able to meet with the team. And from my perspective, something super interesting is if you can look at the team, especially if they don't know that they are kind of observed, for example, there are any other meetings or whatever, and then you really look how they behave, how they act with each other. It's super interesting. I'm always trying to do that. The chances are not that, everything is online, so there are not so many chances, but if there's a chance, I always do that, like checking out how people behave with each other. And then you get kind of a feeling how they work together and whether there's like higher chances for them to succeed.
Okay, another black or white question. If you have a team of three people and you feel and you realize that they are working badly together, but they try to not show, but you can see, and you have another startup with a solo founder, which one would you invest in?
Maybe
you, you have to invest in this case.
No, you can't not. But this is not like this never happens. You never have to invest. And especially in the current market phase where there are so many startups out there that need funding, the investor can always, I understand your question, but maybe no, it's just a clear no, because don't spend money on something you're not sure. I mean, sometimes we solo founders get money, but I think it's like the probabilities are a lot smaller. But I would never agree on spending money if I'm not like, yeah, really, if I not really believe in the startup, the idea, the team. Never, never, never.
I think this is really interesting for aspiring founders, like those who are still thinking about, okay, how am I going to do this? Because it's rare that you actually get the open investor's point of view. So that's valuable. But it's also a bit sad because now they didn't get an answer, and now they don't know if it's better to found in a team with not really working or being alone.
No. I mean, if you really want to found alone, you can make that decision, but I would never recommend somebody founding with people if you don't like them, or if you don't want to work together, or if you have like a bad feeling. So this is a clear no. Because like you said, you have to work together maybe for 10 years or something like this. If you are successful, you have to work together for years. So clearly not, even if there's an amazing idea and amazing product, don't do it. There's too much trouble on the way.
Yeah, I agree on that one. And I think it's really important to point this out because founding with a team can be an advantage, as you showed and as you explained. But I think founding with the wrong team can be a real challenge, not only business-wise, but also to your mental health and to your life path. And totally. I think this is something that people should always keep in mind.
Yes. Yeah. Nice last point, I guess.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. All right. Do we have a blog tale for this episode? Do you have one? Once upon a time.
Once upon a time. Oh, let me quickly think about that.
I think I can come up with one.
Yeah, so please go.
I just had it in mind. Once upon a time, there were two women who were thinking of starting something, and they weren't sure if they should do it alone or as a team or as a couple, like in terms of a team of two. So in the end, they ended up starting a project which was called Block Tales, and they did it as a team of two, and so far they're pretty happy with it.
That's totally true. This is an amazing story. Yeah, thank you for sharing. I like that one.
So everyone, be part of this Block Tale and tune in again next week.
Yes, thank you so much. Bye. Love.